Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today, yes, Wednesday in America, or hump day, we're going to have an important interview with someone that has been running a group that helps you vote with your wallet, not by donating to politicians, but by deciding which companies to buy services and products from who reflect your values and to avoid those who may not reflect your values. If you're pro-abortion, yeah, you might want to invest in a company that supports Planned Parenthood. If you're anti-abortion, you might want to avoid that company or supporting that company and its products. And so Amy Wilhite is joining us. She helps run a group called Second Vote, the inference being that after you vote with a ballot, another way you can have impact is how you vote with your wallet, where you buy your services and your products. They've been around a long time. They have a large appeal with conservatives. And I thought it'd be interesting just to hear, because no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you might want to know where corporations stand on key issues, whether it's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the issue of life, pro-life, abortion, pro-abortion. And this group spends a lot of time going through tax records and SEC records and other public records to try to create a rating system for help to help you navigate where and how you invest your money, where and how you make your purchases, what services you subscribe to and buy, and what products you buy, and what those that you might not want to because you don't agree with a company's position on a particular case. And one of the things I've been wondering about is, will this group also start rating companies based on their position on voter ID, the Georgia law, which we're going to have a big special on tomorrow night. I'm jumping out of my comfort zone and I'm going to sit in the anchor's chair at Real America's Voice. That's channel 229 on Dish, channel 240 on Pluto. Of course, you can watch it on Just the News as well. But I'm going to anchor a special taking a look at the fight at the grassroots level for creating a permanent solution to the election integrity issues that left us all with a bad taste in 2020. Quite frankly, Democrats had a bad taste after 2016, so this should be a bipartisan issue. Tomorrow night, prime time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Real America's Voice, on our channel, on Rumble, and of course, live on the site here at Just the News. You'll be able to watch this special. But in the meantime, Amy Wilhite's going to be joining us in a few minutes. And I really look forward to this interview. I think it's really important to, you know, have places you can turn to where you can get transparent information about things that matter to you, whether it's investing your money, buying services, buying products, what companies reflect your values, what companies might reject your values. And so Amy's going to talk about that and all they're doing at Second Vote. That would be a fun, user-friendly sort of episode where you can learn about a new tool that you can put into your repertoire if you're politically active enough to want to vote with not just your ballot, but with your wallet. And of course, don't forget that special we have coming up. I think you're going to really like it. I think we have Senator Rick Scott. We've got the really or the Rep. Jim Banks, who has the alternative bill to H.R. 1 in Congress. We got the governor of Georgia, Governor Kemp, joining us. Really great all-star lineup. And you can learn a lot about where the fight for election integrity, voter ID, all those things, where they land. All right, now, in a few minutes, we're going to get to Amy Wellhite from Second Vote. But before we do that, I wanted to take you to a couple of stories. First off, breaking news today. Bernie Madoff, the man behind one of the largest swindles in American history, the Ponzi scheme, he passed away in prison today. That's some breaking news that you probably got first from Just the News. Just mentioning that here because it is a important subject. Now, if you have been following the Georgia election law fallout, we have an important story. I think one that's really important because a lot of the companies that are wagging their finger at Georgia for imposing a voter ID requirement, for having a reason to request an absentee ballot, not just have it mailed to you unsolicited, well, they may be wagging their fingers at Georgia, but many of them are incorporated in the state of Delaware because of its very loose and easy incorporation system. But at the same time, that means they're incorporated in a state that has similarly strict voting rules. And my good colleague Daniel Payne goes through all of the laws and rules that have been on the books in Delaware that mirror, in many cases, what Georgia has done now or that Georgia has improved on. And the question is, if you're going to wag your finger at Georgia, why not leave Delaware? And Daniel Payne walks through everything from voter ID to absentees to a lot of the other questions that this law and Georgia has raised and said, hey, listen, these companies are already incorporated and benefiting from a state that has similar laws, rules governing elections. Why aren't they outraged about where they incorporate it? Why aren't they moving out of Delaware? Is this hypocrisy? Is it faux outrage? I don't know the answer, but I can tell you the facts are there. You can make up your own mind by going to justthenews.com. Check out the headline, Corporate Critics of Georgia Election Law Incorporated in Delaware, which has strict voting rules. An interesting thing, something you probably didn't get anywhere else in the news media this morning. We aspire to give you stories like that that don't, that others may have missed. All right. Well, that's our news fix for the day. I don't think we have much else to report that will about that. We did have a great interview with Marco Rubio, my colleague, Nick Ballasy, our congressional correspondent, caught Marco Rubio. He had some strong words about what President Biden announced yesterday, the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Check out that interview. You've got the video. It's always fun when we get some quality time with a U.S. senator to ask thoughtful questions. Pretty important stuff. That is where we are today with the news. My good friends at the Epoch Times, if you're thinking about them, you should, because they had a horrific attack on their printing facility in Hong Kong. Men with sledgehammers and knives and other things attacked the printing presses, shut them down. The State Department, many lawmakers in Congress are denouncing this horrific form of violence. And by the way, it's a really iconic form of violence because it shows how far Hong Kong has moved from being a free, envious city of the free market world to a communist-controlled and somewhat miserable city where freedoms are eroded every day. And those who stand for the old Hong Kong or the current freedoms we enjoy in America are subject to violence and crackdown and Chinese censorship, Chinese punishment, like the publisher Jimmy Lai. What a thing has happened in Hong Kong. I remember when Great Britain handed over Hong Kong in 2000, or around then, I guess it was, people were worried this might happen. Everybody said, no, China's fine. They're moving towards the United States. They're becoming a capitalist society. They believe in democracy. Well, that was a bad bet. They were wrong. And I think the things that have happened to the Epoch Times in Hong Kong are living proof that China has not embraced Western values. In fact, is increasingly and more aggressively rejecting those values, particularly the value of free speech, which we hold dear in this country, though some could argue, thanks to Twitter and Facebook and others, maybe, just maybe, that freedom is under assault here as well. Maybe certainly not as bad as China, Hong Kong, But we ought to wake up and make sure we don't ruin one of the greatest things we had, the First Amendment. Our founding fathers were so smart to protect our words, even if they're offensive to other people, even if other people are offensive to us. The protection of those words is endemic to the very American experience. And those who wish to erode it now in the name of political saliency are doing so at great risk. Just look at Hong Kong. Just look at what's going on there today. Sledgehammer carrying criminals invade a newspaper. A publisher thrown in prison, protesters thrown in prison. The effort to silence dissent is not American, and it's not Western. And while we are having softer forms of it here through the things like we call Twitter censorship or cancel culture, it's a slippery slope. Once you start there, it's hard to get back up that slope and get back to the great pinnacle of freedom that America has always stood for. So let's remind ourselves as we look at the Hong Kong situation that there one day could be us if we don't get wise, if we don't stop all of the silliness that we're injecting in on our families, on our country, on our fellow Americans who we might disagree with. You know what? It's okay to disagree. Free speech is about disagreeing and having elections and competing, but it's not about censoring. It's not about shaming. It's not about canceling. And those who think it is have rejected the American experience that made us so strong for the last 240 years. Something to think about. I don't often opine, but I felt like opining on that today because when I watched the horrible things that happened at the Hong Kong presses of the Epoch Times, I was heartbroken for Hong Kong particularly, because what was a free and vibrant economic city has been completely dismantled and put under communist control in the most authoritarian ways you can imagine. And it's a reminder that if we don't stop some of the silliness we're doing today, well, you know, we could be on that slippery slope soon. We're quite a ways away from Chinese crackdowns, but Twitter censorship, cancel culture, pulling all-star games from an all-African-American community or a predominantly African-American business community in the name of helping that community, I'm not sure a lot of people would agree that that was a good solution. So, all right, well, enough today. We're for getting you your news fix. We're going to go to that commercial break. When we come back, yes, sirree, we've got Amy Wilhite from Second Vote here. You're going to learn about a service that helps you identify companies that are aligned with your values, whether they're liberal, conservative, or against your values, whether they're liberal, conservative. Always great to have a tool like that for those who want to vote with their wallet, not just their ballot. We'll be back right after the commercial break with Amy Wilhite from Second Vote. Don't miss it. You're going to learn a lot today. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest running a very important special outlet, something I just learned about on a conference call a few days ago. Joining us today is Amy Wilhite from the group Second Vote. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John, for having me and for having Second Vote as part of your show. We're glad to share the message, so appreciate you inviting us.
It's such an important thing. Here at Just the News, we really like to not make people's minds up for them, just give them facts and let them make their own mind up. And you're doing that in the corporate space. And let me just describe for people who may not have heard of this amazing group. Now, you're going to do a great job, but this group gives people information about companies and their policies so that you can make an informed decision about where you put your second vote. And for your first vote is always on your ballot. The second vote is you vote with your wallet every time you buy a product or a service or subscribe to something. And Amy's group helps educate you about the corporate policies that may conflict or may support your views of the world. What a great idea. Amy, what was the inspiration for this?
Yeah, so our founder, Dr. David Black, he is a forensic toxicologist, and his wife, Congressman Diane Black, out of Tennessee. So about 12 years ago, they were both shopping at the grocery store like we all do. And when they were checking out the cash register, they were asked, do you want to donate some money to this organization? And Dr. Black said, well, sure I do. And so he did. And then as they were walking to the parking lot, Congressman Black said to him, so why'd you do that? And he was like, well, why wouldn't I do that? And she said, because that organization supports Planned Parenthood. And so he was blown away that he, you know, did not know that that organization, it was an organization that actually helped fight children's diseases and things like that, but it actually gave to Planned Parenthood and supported them in ways. And so he was like, what else do I not know? So he decided to put together, some researchers and kind of look into where the money is going behind the scenes and found out a lot. So here it is, fast forward now about 12 years later, and we have over 1,600 companies researched and scored in our database. We score it on 6 different issues and that are the top, I would say the top conservative issues for conservative voters, conservative shoppers. And we've also found the top 3 are like life, First Amendment, Second Amendment. And then there's also education, environment, and immigration. So all those are all the important ones that we have found. And so we judge it. We take the good actors and bad actors in those organizations, where the people are giving to, these corporations are giving to, and we score it based on 1 to 5, 1 being the liberal side and 5 being conservative, 2 being lean liberal, 3 being lean conservative, and then 3 being neutral. And we really want companies to be a neutral. We applaud those that are conservative because we are a conservative research watchdog group, but we really want companies and corporations to stay out of the culture wars and all this wokeness and cancel culture, and just know that when you're buying a cup of coffee, that is where your money is going. You know, it's going to a good cup of coffee. So yeah, like you said, we say your first vote is at the ballot box and your second vote is with your wallet. And the power is in our pocket. We can control that. You know, all of us have money, whether it's a little or a lot, but we're going to spend it somewhere. So we're asking folks to look up those scores, look and see where the money is going after you spend it, and try to shop your values. And even beyond that, if you can, shop local, because the money, when you spend the money locally, it stays in your community, and they're not given to all these organizations that are attacking the left. They're giving to your high school choir and your little league, and you know, they're supporting those things that are, you know, important to you and your community, and the dollars are staying there. So, you know, we've always said that and saying that, but yeah, so that's kind of what we do. And you know, I love talking about it. As you can tell, I can hardly get a breath. You could get a word in. I can hardly get a breath in. So,
You're impassioned. You're impassioned about what you do. I picked that up when I was on the call. And what a unique idea for folks to be able to vet the companies and the businesses that they want to do business with, to put their dollar down where they feel more aligned with. It's an empowering thing. So walk us through how someone, I want to go shopping for pipes and wood for a home basement project, and I want to check out Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever company it is. Walk people through how they access the database, where they go, what they do, how do they learn the information before they go put their dollar down on a company.
Yeah, so our website is secondvote.com, secondvote.com. So you can go to the website if you have, you know, an iPad, your phone, computer, those kind of things, and check that out. And then also we have an app. It's a web application. We're not in the app store. So you just go to your phone, secondvote.com, and you add it to your home screen. And we have instructions on how you can do that on our website. But when you go there, you can go to the Score Center, and you can search by keyword. You can search results from, you can actually even look at the overall scores of companies that we have from high to low, or overall scores low to high. You can look up issues, our six issues. You can look at the life score, low to high and high to low, the First Amendment. And then you can also just type in a company, Bed Bath & Beyond or Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A or Steak & Shake, and you can go to that and you can see, search it, and then you can actually see their score. We do have different membership levels. Anyone can see our scores, so it's a free educational system that you can see and shop your values with those scores. But we also have the research that's in more detail for those at the investor council level. So if you at the highest level, you can actually see the research behind the scores. We put links to everything where we have scored the companies. We back that up, and so you can actually see that too. So that's kind of where we are with that right now, and we have a lot of great plans for doing some other fun things with it, and we're trying to get together a small business alliance so that you can type in a zip code and coffee. And if you're in our small business alliance, then those folks in there, you can just, when you type in coffee and the zip code, it will pull up four coffee shops that you can stop locally and stay away from these ones that we know are bad actors. So those are some of the things that we're working on right now. Just to push the more shop local and to help these small businesses out.
Especially after the pandemic. I mean, they can use that help. They could use that connectivity to everyday customers. What a great idea.
Exactly.
Now, so you said something that's really important, which is your scores aren't just, discretionary scores. It's all rooted in research. Talk about some of the research that you do to, and what are some of the data points, SEC records, tax records? What do you look through to come up with the scoring and the base of information that a consumer can make an informed decision with?
Right. So we base our scoring system on direct and indirect corporate donations, also on activities and stated policies from these companies. We look at documented sponsorships for various political and advocacy-related events. We also look at corporate leadership donations and activity and their advocacy, and then also lobbying spent for or against various issues on federal aid, state level. So those are like the main ways we look. Also, our researchers look at, obviously their 990s. They search that. They look at the corporate stances, especially, we see that a lot going out now. And it seems like it used to be more kind of under the cuff that these corporations were doing these things.
Now it's very overt, very open.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like out in your face, unapologetic. Do they not think people care? Because, maybe conservatives have been quiet. Well, no, maybe. We have been quiet. The liberal, the left, they've been loud, in your face. I mean, they're pushing all this, and their voices have been heard. We believe that's why a lot of this has been done. This has happened because they've been pushing it. It's been out in their face. And so these corporations are starting to do this. They're making the loudest noise, but we can't continue to be quiet. Conservatives are hard workers. We want to raise our families, in churches and homes and we work hard and we just want to live a good life, but it's time that we step up and we make our voices heard. And we don't have to riot and do crazy stuff to do that, but we can start taking action on our own, and we believe the first way to do that is with our money. But there's other ways that you can do that as well. On our website, we have like I said, over 1,600 companies scored. If we have found a contact information for those companies, whether that's board of directors, a CEO, or their legal counsel, whatever, we have put that contact on their company page, on their company score page.
Right.
So, and you have we're asking people to, if you see something that you don't agree with, that is against your values, reach out to them and let them know. Let your voice be heard. We can't just be, you know, yeah, that's a great idea. We love the idea of second vote. And good for y'all. But hey, do something about it. You know, make your voices heard. Let them know you like shopping there. You like the service, but you cannot continue to do your business there if they're going to continue to support organizations that are attacking your values and our Constitution and our American principles.
Liberals are very good at this. I mean, you see what Stacey Abrams did right after the election law in Georgia, what the Black Lives Matters did last year. This activism at the corporate level, letting your voice be heard, is really well done by the left. I mean, the reporting I've done shows it's very effective and it's very expansive. And conservatives have been slow to do it. So your tool basically empowers people to get on the same plane, get the same sort of communication system going that the liberals have used for the last several years, correct?
Exactly. I mean, we've been around, we've been trying to put this message out for, you know, like I said, about 12 years, but people are finally realizing that, hey, we can't continue to do things the way we've been doing it, you know, in the past. We know now we have to do something, or it's, we see what's happening right now. It's just, we can't continue to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but another thing that recently happened with Congressman Dianne Black and Dr. Black founded was Second Vote Funds. Second Vote Funds, that's FUNDS.
Okay.
Now we it is a separate entity than the nonprofit of Second Vote, but it's incredible. They have licensed our research to create ETFs, and they've got two that are already out. I believe they came out in January. One's a life fund, and then one's like a Second Amendment border security fund. And those are outperforming the S&P 500 already and doing very, very well.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, so just exciting things. And that's another thing that, you know, you can invest your dollars in your values. And so you can know that if you invest in the life ETF, that company is neutral on the issue, or they're pro-life. And then same way with the other, the Second Amendment border security, they're either neutral on the issue or they're pro Second Amendment. So I encourage you to go, you know, your listeners, followers, to go to secondvotefunds.com and secondvoteadvisors.com. So either one of those, but I think you would really, really, you know, enjoy looking those up and getting the information about those. And it's a really neat thing that we're getting into.
We always, you know, we forget, we talk about, you know, when you buy your cup of coffee, you buy your pipes from a home improvement store. But we also all have 401ks, we have investments, we try to make money in the market. And there's an opportunity for you to vote with your investment money, your retirement money. A very interesting idea, Amy. I didn't know you had that put into place. Now, you were talking about some other projects you might be working on. I'm just wondering aloud here, given that the fight in Georgia, whether election integrity might become a new portal, a new issue that you might measure companies against, given what we've seen, the Deltas and the Major League Baseballs and others down in Atlanta coming down on the opposite side of the election integrity law. Is it possible that Second Vote might weigh in on that issue with a rating system at some point in the future?
Well, as far as like anything political, we're a 501c3. We're going to, you know, stay out of the political arena.
Right.
But we are asking our followers to look at these corporations that are, just attacking our Constitution, and look at them and research them. And we do put out information, and we've put out two blog posts just about this. But, you know, if you want to continue to do business with them, let them know where you stand on these issues. Don't be quiet, and just reach out to them and make your voice heard about this. So if you disagree with that, and especially anything that relates with the election laws, you know, reach out to them or continue or don't continue doing business with them if that's what, you know, you don't agree with. We are looking at, as far as special projects, we are looking to bring on state directors as volunteers over the United States, and also county patriots. We'd love to have a person in every county. There's over 3,100 counties in the United States, and we just want to grow the grassroots program of Second Vote to help us build our Small Business Alliance, to help find those faith-based investors that can encourage those to invest in their values. And also, we have a kind of a side note. We have Religious Liberty Coalition that we're trying to protect those churches and pastors that are being attacked in that arena. And so, you know, we're trying to find those churches, pastors that would like to be interested in being in our Religious Liberty Coalition. We have an attorney, David Gibbs, that has stepped in to protect those that are getting attacked in that way. So just exciting things that we have going on. If you're interested in, you know, your listeners are interested in becoming a state director or a county patriot, we'd love to have them volunteer and help us spread the word and just get more people knowledgeable about what we're doing and that their money, where their money is going, can make an impact. If we can show that we're making an impact on the bottom line to these businesses, they will stop some of this stuff. We've seen it in the past.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And so we
bottom line creates like responsiveness.
Exactly. And that's what they care about the most. I mean, it really is. And so we've just got to become louder and do things differently and try to have more of an impact. And we definitely haven't been doing it in the past, but we can do it. We have ways to do it. And we're not the only group. There are groups, you know, like on the call yesterday, that are working hard to change the way conservatives have done things in the past. And, you know, I believe that more than ever, we're trying to work together than we've done in the past and try to be more organized. And I think that's going to help. So there are a lot of great organizations out there like Second Vote, but we need your help. We need your support to get the message out. We need your help for, to grow as members, donations. You can make a donation online at secondvote.com, and anything we can do to help other organizations, we'd love to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like an important effort. And we say this often, it's a cliche, but it's true. Knowledge is power. You can't make informed decisions about where you invest or where you buy your next product unless you have the knowledge, the information to assess. And that's, I think, what I was so impressed when I heard about what Second Vote is doing. It's giving people information so they can make up their own mind where to spend their money, where to invest their money. What a unique idea. Amy, I want to make sure I got the website again right. The number 2, ndvote.com, secondvote.com. That's where everybody gets started on this venture, right?
That's exactly right. Thank you so much for sharing that.
That's great. Well, let's have you back on the show as the year goes on. I'm sure there are going to be other corporate issues, corporate movements going on. We'd love to get your expertise. And in the meantime, anyone who's interested in learning can go to secondvote.com right now and make more informed decisions that are aligned with your values when you put your dollar down on a product, a service, or an investment. What a great idea. Amy, thank you for joining us. We're so grateful that you were able to spend some time with us on the show today.
Thank you, John, so much for having us, and appreciate what you do every day.
Thank you. We'll be back with you hopefully in the spring and summer and get an update on how things are going.
Would love to join you again. Thanks.
All right, folks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote, It's about elevating your voice, making your voice be heard. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots like you and I, committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda that's sweeping across America. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into practices that inflate drug prices. They successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and they also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC's membership grows, Washington is listening. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews to become a four-year member for just $30. That's a great discount. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and so much more. It's a community, not a service. Take advantage of our election year sale. 4 years for just $30 at AMAC. By joining over 2 million Americans, they can't ignore your voice in Washington anymore. Join now at AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews. That's AMAC.us/justnews. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being such a vibrant voice for news, quality news. When you listen, when you buy and support our sponsors and advertisers, their products, their services, you're helping support our journalism. When you buy that subscription from justthenews.com, where you get your ad-free experience for just $5 a month, the cost of a Happy Meal at McDonald's, you are supporting journalism. You're part of the community. You get to join with me and other great newsmakers every month for an event, which I'm always grateful for. Listen, this is important stuff. We thank you for what you do. And if you need that news fix tonight, well, we might have a couple big exclusive stories coming your way the next few days. One on Hunter Biden is boiling up. China. We got some new news there. Keep an eye on that. And I think we may learn some more about that mysterious fundraising bundler for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Trump inauguration. Imad Zuberi, sounds like there's some things stirring in the intelligence world where he was an asset. And we broke that story. The Wall Street Journal earlier this week confirmed that story, matched our story. But there's more coming. More big news coming on that front. I think some in the intelligence community are going to be facing a reckoning with some ongoing investigative activities that we're learning about. We're going to break that story on Just the News, too. So stay tuned. All right, folks, have a great night. May God bless you, and may God bless this great country of America, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Have a great night. Remember, go to justthenews.com if you need a news fix anytime. Day or night, 24/7, we got you covered with just the facts, just the news, no opinion, no noise, no indoctrination. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.